There you go. Donica Knight here on the wake-up call as we continue, 1300 WTLS and 106.5 FM. Now, you sent me that one. Donica, good morning to you. We got Blake Mevis with her as well. You're the manager, producer of the outfit, Blake.
Yes, uh-huh.
Appreciate you being here, too. Now, this song we just heard, You Only Love Me When I'm Leaving.
That is my first single
off
the album, A Southern Heart. And they're playing it in Canadian radio. So I'm excited that y'all are playing it right here.
Oh, yeah.
At my home.
Now, you are from the Montgomery area, and Millbrook is where you live now. Is that correct?
Yes. I was born in Montgomery, and I was raised in Prattville and Millbrook.
And you went to Auburn University as well, right?
I did.
Now, how'd you get into music? Tell us about that.
Well, I went to Auburn for 2 years, and I was studying special education. And when I was studying special education, I was helping out at the nursing homes. And I would sing at the nursing homes, and then I would sing at church.
Yeah.
And I just knew that my passion was in music, and time flew by, and I met Mr. Blake Mevis.
Well, let's talk about how it worked out, how you were able to get in and get this chance to go and be the opening act for Kenny Rogers, another legend. How about that?
Yes. I've been very fortunate and blessed to have wonderful, wonderful people in my life that I've met and helped me. I got, number one, Blake Mevis. And there's another person, I don't know if he's listening, but Perry Hooper.
Yeah.
And Perry's really been helping me and reaching out to some of his contacts. And I've just been lucky to talk to Kenny's people, and I got a great manager, and I'll be opening up for him on Friday. And I'm going to be releasing my CD because my album just came out
in
December.
Now, is this the name of it? A Southern Heart? Is that it?
This is it,
and I guess it'll be available through your website as well, which is DonicaKnight.com, right?
Yeah, and it's on iTunes and Amazon, and I'm just excited about it.
Now, you talked with Rogers people, Kenny Rogers. Did they say, well, no, wait a minute, now you got to make sure you don't show up Kenny now because he's got to be the star of the show. He's the main act.
I went to Trinity Presbyterian School in Montgomery, and I asked the dance team to come do a number or two.
Now, you've been on the stage, obviously, some before. Is anything rivaled Kenny Rogers?
A lot of times when I go on stage, I do cover music.
Yeah.
And so this is my first real gig with my original music. I did the Auburn Dance Marathon.
How nervous are you?
More tired than nervous. So a little bit of tiredness will take away my nerves.
How many times do you go through your 45-minute act trying to get ready to go and do this thing live?
Well, I've been practicing ever since I found out that I do have this show. But lately, my schedule's been getting a little slammed, so I haven't had the proper time to practice as much.
And I'm wondering, Blake might want to jump in on this a little bit, too. I mean, it's 30 years after George Strait came on as a newcomer, and here's Donica. What are the chances? We know it's tough to make it in this business. What are the chances for her maybe taking off and she's already getting a little airplay north of the border? What do you see? What do you think?
Well, you know, that the thing about it is, it's a roll the dice in this business. But I think there's certain ingredients that artists have that you kind of identify. You know that they have an advantage. And one of the things that I look for more than anything is what I call the dust. And that indescribable thing that someone has that makes them just bigger than just bigger than life. And that's what I noticed when Donica pulled up and got out of the car. I was like, you know, you can just feel it when they walk into the room. And she has that ingredient. People like her. She walks in the room, they just love
her. She lights up the room.
She
does. No doubt about it.
I think her odds are just overwhelming that she's going to make it. And I'm just proud to be working with her.
Well, I'm going to share something because Blake Mevis, he is humble and he won't tell this. But we are from the South, so we are a very spiritual nation. And I believe in God, and Blake does as well. And Blake said that he got this power or this feeling over him that he knew that he was told to work with me. And by golly, I opened up my Bible because I do have a contract with Blake as a manager, and I've never signed anything before. And I've been lucky not to have signed anything because a lot of people sign the wrong stuff. And I got a great contract, and I'm very lucky to have been protected in that manner.
Yeah.
But I opened up my little Bible, and I And I didn't know where it was going to land. And it was very clear as day that I was supposed to be with Blake. And I say we are the dynamic duo because we're making a lot of strides right now.